Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined again today by Mo Khan, Chief Exec of HVivo, to discuss what looks like a fantastically strong set of first half results. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm very well. How are you doing? Enjoying the hot weather?
Yeah, a bit too hot for me, but I shouldn't complain, really. What I am enjoying is looking at these results. Really, really, really strong growth, both top line and profits. Perhaps talk us through what you've put out this morning. Really, really strong numbers.
Yeah, thank you for those kind words. Yeah, so we are basically reaffirming our the trading update we published in July. We have a 52% increase in our first half revenue to £27.3 million. We've also doubled our EBITDA to about £5 million pounds this year. That's around a 19% EBITDA margin. The revenue has really been driven by doing more challenge trials and also larger challenge trials. And on the EBITDA side, I'm really pleased that we've been able to improve our margin, because we have had a few operational strategies implemented over the last 12 to 18 months, such as increasing the bed occupancy rate, doing multiple trials concurrently, improving on our voluntary management as well. So we are beginning to see some signs of those improvements actually in our financial statements now, so which is great to see. And on top of that, our cash position still remains strong, over £31 million as of end of June of this year. And the order book, again, remains very healthy. I think £78 million, just over that at the end of June. We have been awarded human challenge trials. But on top of that, of course, we've been awarded some full service human challenge trials, which tend to be of larger numbers.
Yeah, let's talk about the kind of how your service is evolving. So as you say, the trials are getting larger. You're diversifying across regions and sort of diversifying the scope of what you're doing within the human challenge trials. Perhaps you could talk us through what's happening there and really how that's helping the business.
So yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct on that. So one of my key challenges was to diversify the business, because we wanted to have a long-term sustainable growth model. And it's difficult to do that if you're relying on one or two challenge models or revenue streams. So one of the key focuses we implemented was diversifying the number of challenge models we have. So we've added flu B, for example. We've added a new H1N1 influenza model. We are looking at the Omicron. We also signed a new HMPV model. We know our value proposition to our clients is very strong. I mean, there's not many strategies you can implement to potentially change the destiny of a drug in a very short time frame. And a human challenge trial does make that happen. So for us, human challenge trials will be our key focus, but diversifying into different models, different variants is key. So that helps us kind of reduce our risk in our reliance on one or two models. On top of that, we're also adding more revenue streams. So we signed our first contract with the global CRO to repurpose the volunteers who are ineligible in taking part in our human challenge trials. We were also looking to increase our standalone laboratory work. So we have world-leading immunology and virology laboratory services. In fact, one of the leading universities in the UK actually relies on us, on our expertise to conduct some of their lab work. One of the key constraints we have is lab space. So as I'll talk about in a couple of minutes, as we look to move into a new facility, we need to increase our lab space and hopefully market and increase our revenue with regards to standalone laboratory services. So that to me would be one of our key areas to look at. But as I mentioned, the human challenge trials will remain our core business.
Yeah, and there's increasing uptake of human challenge trials. I was particularly interested to see in the statement some of the sort of real world examples of how they're being used and how that's really helping some very, very large sort of pharma and biopharma groups expedite drug delivery. Perhaps you could talk us through a couple of examples there.
So yeah, a couple of examples on that. So, I mean, one of them, of course, is that you may have seen recently the approval of the marketing authorization of the Pfizer RSV vaccine. Mm. That's the market and will be used widely this winter to help the elderly and potentially infants too. That's key. The second one is a reviral vaccine we worked on for RSV. On the basis of the human challenge trial data, the company was acquired by around $500 million by Pfizer. So as we see more and more of these real life examples of the benefits of the human challenge trial data, I think we'll see an increased use. On top of that, of course, we've seen a number of our clients, I think in fact three even this year, who've either got a fast track or a breakthrough designation with the FDA, which basically means they expedite their regulatory review process and they hope to get to market much faster.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Another thing I noticed in the statement was how actually in an environment that's sort of a tight funding environment for biopharma groups, you know, they're turning to human challenge trials to sort of manage risk and cost. I think that's really interesting. Perhaps talk us through, you know, what that means, how that works for those sort of companies.
So yeah, because the human challenge trials require much smaller sample to get good data. So typically, because we are able to inoculate and infect our individuals intentionally, rather than relying on nature to take its course, we're able to have a sample size which is 1% of a typical phase 2, phase 3 program. So we can get that data within a 10-month period. So you're absolutely right. So the clients in this currently, you know, funding depressed environment, they can get data for the trial to show whether they've got any efficacy signal much cheaper. But also, typically, more importantly, to be honest, is that they can get in a much shorter time frame, so within 10 months. So they'll have their data much faster and much cheaper. And then they also de-risk the larger, more expensive phase 3 trials. So yeah, in a typically kind of depressed circumstances we currently have with regards to biotech funding, you know, we continue to work with a lot of biotechs to propagate their drug development. But as we look forward and we begin to see early signs of, you know, increased funding for our biotechs, I think that will also have a great boost to our business.
Yeah, it's hard to see them going back to the old approach, given how effective the human challenge trial approach is. Obviously, as you attract more clients, you know, scaling up is a really key part of what you're doing. And there was a very interesting announcement that you talked about in the statement a couple of weeks ago in terms of your facilities. You've opened a big new facility down in the Docklands. Perhaps talk us through what you've done there and why you've done it, what it brings to the group.
So I've always talked about the fact that in end of 2024, maybe in 2025, we would need to move to basically cater for the growth and demand we are seeing right now. But to be honest, this opportunity was too good to miss, and everything seemed to be aligned, and we've shown great agility and flexibility to make this happen. So our goal is by end of first half of next year, we would have moved into this new facility. This new facility is in Canary Wharf. So the fact that we're able to get a really good fit for our purpose facility at a very good price is key for us. In fact, the majority of the move and the fit out will be funded by our clients who are looking to put their trials into this new facility. And over a 10-year period, the cost of the facility will be almost the same as what we're currently paying. And for that, we are increasing our beds to 50, but the usable space has gone up by over 30%. And the leases we currently have with regards to our legacy facilities have breaks in place. So in fact, by the end of quarter three of next year, we will have no overlap in leases. So many different factors have come in place, with the order book also being really high. So we're very pleased and very excited in planning this move. So it's a two-phase move. So end of quarter one, we expect to have 25 beds ready to be able to run a new trials. And then by the end of quarter two, the facility will be fully fledged and ready to go.
And presumably this just really helps with operation efficiencies and, you know, really helps you, you know, to keep growing the margin, which is already, you know, very, very strong given your focus on operational efficiency already.
Well, yeah, to be honest, there's so many good points. I even forgot to mention that, right? So we currently have our quarantine beds on four different floors in two buildings. And now we will have them all on a single floor in one building. And it's going to be a much better experience for our volunteers as well. But to your point, having all the quarantine beds on one floor and having the labs on the next floor to it will, no doubt, will improve and enhance our profit margins.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward to enhanced profit margins. You've already alluded to the rising order book. So the outlook looks very, very strong. You've upgraded your full-year forecast. Tell us about, you know, about the outlook and the sort of the extent of those upgrades.
Yeah, so delighted to upgrade our full-year revenue from £53 million to £55. And remember, we now report this revenue excluding other incomes, research tax credits. So that's one thing. We're also upgrading our EBITDA margin to circa 19%. And we hope to achieve those numbers by the year end. But on top of that, of course, because we've got such a healthy cash balance, we're very pleased to announce that we will be giving out an annual nominal dividend to our shareholders. More details on that will follow in our annual report next year. But overall, you know, the company has done amazingly well in the first half of this year, and we hope to do even better in the second half of the year. The team has worked tremendously well to not only conduct the trials, but also to expand the number of services we're offering. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic and the outlook remains very positive.
Yeah, and revenues for 2023 fully contracted, as far as I understand.
Oh, not only that, we are seeing revenue well into quarter three of next year also fully contracted. So, yeah, absolutely. So 23 should take care of itself. Of course, it needs still a lot of hard work to make sure that we recognize the revenue, but everything is in place for that to happen. But even going into quarter three of next year, we have a visibility to that end.
Yeah, and lots going on behind the scenes to really help you deliver that. Mo, thanks for speaking to us. An absolutely fantastic set of results. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.